Good morning, welcome to the FTS Bet Slip on Thursday the 20th of April. Hope you're all well, good fun yesterday, good responses from people. I love it, you get the thanks ever so much, enjoyed the rant, and then you get the imbeciles. It's never ever going to change. I do feel that, as I've said many times, the old plug has been pulled out, it is circling. Let this old climate change do its job in about 1,000 years and the human race can start again. Right, where are we? What have I come on for today? I don't really know, actually. I just had a little spare 10 minutes before I had a Zoom in a minute, so I thought I'll do a little podcast, jump on. Not much football excites me these days, but I'm quite excited to see, I put it on Twitter last night, the Milan Derby Champions League semi-final. I have been fortunate enough to go to that game. I've got some good friends in FTS from Italy. I've got some friends there, they're Milan fans. Francesco, Nicola, hope you're well. Francesco took me to the Milan Derby, I don't know, a long time ago now, 7-8 years ago. And I've been to a lot of football over 40 odd years. It is definitely, without doubt, the most hostile game I've been to. I've really enjoyed it. It was an Inter home game. I was in with the Inter supporters. The game was pretty dire, to be fair. AC Milan were terrible. They just didn't. I think I might have even done a pod and mentioned this before. They just didn't even turn up. They were absolutely desperate. They were playing for a draw. And it was 0-0 all the way, and then Inter score. I mean, the noise pre-match, and they had one of those, they called tifos, the Inter fans had a great big, completely covered the far end of a Cobra. Really looks fantastic, the noise and the whistling. Obviously I can't understand what they're chanting. And then Inter scored I'd actually laid the draw late on in the stadium, because Inter were pressing a bit, and Inter scored in, I don't know, 90th minute, 93rd minute, whatever it was, injury time. And the AC Milan fans were above us and started pissing down on us. Fucking horrendous it was. That's a game that will pique my interest, just to see the atmosphere and see how it plays out. Obviously AC Milan far improved from those days. And Inter have been pretty consistent, through the Mourinho, Conte, into their current era. And then in the other one, you've got the battle of the money, haven't you? You've got Real Madrid bankrolled by the bank, Spanish banks, versus Man City bankrolled by oil states. I'm sure there'll be cracking games. No interest to me. I won't watch that. I've got no interest in that whatsoever. I didn't watch the Man City Bayern stuff, just saw the result. And I had a chat with Andy yesterday. Andy's an Arsenal fan. Obviously, I hinted at Arsenal bottling it. I'm going to hint at Arsenal bottling it for the fun. But Andy asked me what I genuinely thought. Since we finished talking, Andy, I've been thinking about it quite a bit. Is it right to call Arsenal bottlers? Was the gen if they don't win it? I think you kind of split it up in two. If you go back to the start of the season and say Arsenal are going to finish second, apart from the odd deluded one or this person who may after time that, I don't think anybody had anyone down Arsenal finishing second. I remember being at Lingfield, when we were into November and talking about football, we were all quite surprised to see Arsenal. I think it was universal that we thought it was going to be Man City, Liverpool. Battling out again at the top, probably with City prevailing. I think that's pretty much what most people thought. And then the likes of Chelsea, United, perhaps getting better, and the likes of Tottenham, Arsenal, bringing up the back. I think, Tottenham fans were quite optimistic at the start of the season, having got fourth last year and bought Bissouma, with Conte there. So I don't think anybody thought Arsenal were going to be in a position where they've pretty much led the league all the way. So from that point of view, when you look wherever they finish, you know, that it's going to be first or second, and say they have had, you know, I'm a Spurs fan, they have had a fantastic season. The point, I guess, then, though, is having got yourself in position to win it, where you have, they will be the team who's been, if they don't win it, they will be the team with the most weeks at the top of the table that don't win the league. Would you be classed as bottlers? I think you've got to have a little bit of that in it, isn't it? When you, particularly when you're 2-0 up in games and you've got a penalty to go 3-1. Yeah, you know, whether bottle's the right word, but it's a wobble, isn't it? And I'm still not, you know, I still actually think that Arsenal might win it. I still think that Arsenal might go on and win the league. But it's... yeah, I mean, it's, you know, my point is football is completely and utterly gone. You know, Man City are facing, what, 115 charges? Yes, okay, innocent till proven guilty. You know, the Spanish clubs, Barcelona, look at the mess they're in financially. Bayern Munich, Real Madrid bankrolled by banks. Man United have spent God knows how many billion on players. You know, the game's nuts. So for Arsenal to do what they do, you know, can go not that long ago, the empty seats of the sort of end of the Wenger era, you know, and the mess that there was at that time, people, you know, whilst people were paying their tickets, they did vote with their feet and not go, lots of empty seats, to be where they are now against an oil state team worth billions, or billion, whatever that is that they're worth. Yeah, they've done well. But yes, there will be an element of bottle Andy, and even if I thought there wasn't, I'm still going to say it just to wind them up, because yeah, I don't want them to win it. I mean, I don't want to see it. I don't want anybody to win it because the thing's such a mess, but somebody has to come out on top, and unfortunately my life will become murder if it's the Gooners, so let's see. But no, I mean, I just look at us and, you know, we're crap. We are absolute. I say it all the time. You know, I go back to a conversation I had with Suggsy. I can picture it clear as day. I was walking the dog, walking around the field, saying that Arsenal are in a much better position than us, and he wouldn't have it. He said, I'd much rather be young. And I just couldn't see it then. I did think Arsenal had some good upcoming young players. And we've got the likes of Davison, Sanchez, Eric Dyer, Oliver Skipp, that Spurs fans still try and pretend might be footballers. Well, I think they're coming to the point that, you know, that goes into that point of booing. Would I have booed Sanchez? I don't think I would. Actually, if I'm in the ground, I probably would have, just because out of frustration, because I think he's shit. And all the fans who want Poch back need to remember he was Poch's star signing, £42 million for a bloke who can't play football at all. And it's not, you're not booing the, whilst they're booing the player, it's not, it's just an out and out frustration at Tottenham of where is it going. And I said last night, I think a manager like Carrick is being an option. And that's not, I want Carrick, it's the fact that Spurs being quite heavily linked, it would appear, with Vincent Kompany. If that's the route we're going to go down, where we're going to take a youngish manager from the Championship, my preference personally would be Carrick. Got a bit of a connection to the club. I loved him as a player there. I think he's had a good grounding in the managerial game, you know, at United, and standing on his own two feet, clearly got a tick out of Middlesbrough. Where if we went for Kompany, it's just, when's he, you know, all it would be is, when's he going to go to City? Old Pet's contract's going, Kompany's going there. And I don't think he'd be committed that committed. I'm not saying he wouldn't be committed to winning games, but I think he'd always have his eye on the City job and getting out as quickly as he could. But who knows what Tottenham are going to do. I mean, honestly, look at what we did with the Nuno thing. I have absolutely no idea who Tottenham are going to appoint or what the thought process will be. We've got 20 players that we need to clear out. That's not going to happen. So Tottenham is, you know, we've got to get behind somebody. If they said we're going to get behind Carrick, it's going to take 3-4 years to turn the playing staff over. At least, you know, and I'd buy into that. But there we go. Right, what else we got? We got no golf. Oh, did I say, I'm looking at doing, I don't know whether I put this on the pod, I put it in Telegram, not had many takers. I was thinking of having a golf day, an FTS golf day. We've obviously have Lingfield where people just get plastered, but still good fun. But I was thinking of having a golf day in June, where more as a bit of a sort of networking thing. So turn up, have a game of golf, bit of a meal, overnight stay if people want to, looking sort of north of London. I don't know whether that's something, I mean, obviously it would just do numbers if it's the right number of people. I just thought it might be a good way to meet up with some punters, have a bit of a fun day and have a, you know, and then in the bar afterwards have a bite to eat and a chat about punting and things. So if that it does interest anyone, drop an email to support@ftsincome.co.uk. Kerry was building a list. I can't remember where I put it. I think I might put it in Telegram. But there hasn't been a great take up. I'm not fussed either way. If people don't want it, we won't do it. It's not a problem. It's just a matter of I've been trying to think of ways to get some like-minded punters together. You know, Jeff did his day up in Manchester last year, which was a good day. I just thought sort of the chill of the golf course, certainly few keen players have a go at that. There is only doubles in the golf this week. It's the Zurich, so there's nothing for FTS. I will have a look, but I can't see that I'll have Shuffle and Cantlay are clear favourites, but I will have a look and see how the first round develops, whether I get involved, but I can't see it. Kicks off today. I don't know what I'm going to do about the golf setup. Really, it's when I talk about, like, I've set a YouTube up for the FTS guys Saturday for trading football. I'll see how that goes. It is really trying to drive stuff that there's engagement in the golf pods or YouTubes I've done, which kind of try and walk you through the process and the stuff I look at pre-event, etc., but they've not been massively viewed or things, so I might bin them off just because they take so long to put together, you know, doing the slides and things. I like to try and do them properly, but again, if it's not the appetite for it, which I fully get, people have got their football and their horse racing, so it's just, you know, I'm one who says focus on something, so adding other stuff in is perhaps not the way to go. I don't know who uses the golf trade, so I might not even bother with those forward. You know, it's just everything. I keep saying to people, it's not, we're trying to help you, desperately trying to help you, and unless we get feedback and response, you know, I put the golf trades in and all people moan about is they can't get on them or they can't trade out, so that's not achieving the objective I thought it might do. I just thought people can follow something fairly simple to small stakes. You know, money you can't afford to lose, do it for fivers, tenners, and more, learn the process, but we'll see. But yeah, I think we'll see how the first football one goes and I can make decisions there. Enjoying doing the sessions with Sam, perhaps that's something we expand on forward. As I always say, let us, you know, as Andy says when he does, let us know, you know, what do you actually want? It's quite difficult to work it out with some of you, I'll be honest. As I said yesterday, I think I want to win more than I want you to win more than some of you want to win. Old Meccano Hips has had the all clear, 6 months till the next one, so that's good news. Yep, she's still got to take it a bit easy, but she can drive now. She can not sleep on her side. She has to sleep on her back for 6 weeks. She can do all these things now. And then we do it all again in 6 months' time. Beautiful. Right, that's it. I filled my 10 minutes. Got nothing else to say. Have a lovely little Thursday. Saturday morning, I don't know whether I'll do a YouTube stream. I might just link it all in the one that I'm going to do trading. So we'll do that and see how that goes. See, be interesting. Always interesting to see how people respond to things. And as I say, then next week I'm really busy. I've got just family stuff next week, all stuff that I've put back. I've got my 50-year-old plus health check and all that machine. I've got I'm I am going to a football match, which will be my last one of the season, my second one of 2023, going to Tottenham Man United on Thursday. Next week. Oh, and I think I've got a game of golf actually next week as well. So I've got a bit on next week. So it will be the week after that I then start pods, blog posts. And we'll see if we can help those of you who want to be helped as much as possible and move on your betting trading careers with process. Do this, just go and do it, and you might just get somewhere rather than your piss-arsing around that you do now. Right, have a lovely little Thursday. Enjoy yourselves. I'll be back after the weekend. I don't even know who Spurs are losing to this weekend. There you go. Whoever Spurs are losing to this weekend, I'll see some of you on Saturday. If there is any golf, I will post it in the golf room. I keep saying I'll look at that setup, but I might just bin it off because I'm not sure that it's massively engaged with. And we'll perhaps just focus on football, see where we go. Oh, and I am going to do, I spoke to Andy yesterday, we are going to do Royal Ascot. I know it's a while away, but we're going to do Royal Ascot brunch 5 days. I really enjoyed doing those. So we're going to do 5 days of Ascot. Doing the same 10:30, have some live shows, Andy giving some trades. I'm going to look at getting the calculator adapted before then. I think that calculator is absolutely brilliant. The one I put in Telegram for people, the one I traded, Dougie, Douglas, whatever it was, can't remember with, last week. We've got that coming up as well. Right, have a lovely little Thursday. I'll be back with you all sometime. Saturday probably.